Welcome, everybody, to This Wellness Life, another great episode. We have with me today Kathy Richards. She is a professor at Montgomery College in Montgomery County, Maryland. She teaches personal health and fitness and wellness classes. And we're going to be talking about the topic of exercising. And she's also the owner of Inspiring Vitality. It's a lifestyle and wellness strategist. She's a speaker who helps individuals and organizations maximize their physical health, brain function, and energy levels. So welcome, Kathy. I'm really excited to have you with us and talk about this really great topic of exercising.
Yeah, thank you, Meredith. I'm thrilled to be here. It's my favorite topic to talk about.
Oh, great. Well, that leads me into a really basic first question. Why and when did you get into exercising?
You know, that's a really fun question. And I actually started exercising when I was in college. And I was into a little bit of sports when I was in high school, but I really didn't do much. And then I was one of those people that gained the dreaded freshman 15 when I was in college. In my sophomore year, I decided to sign up for an aerobics course that was for credit. And when a course is for credit, obviously you have to show up. So I figured that would be the way I would make sure I would actually do the exercise on a regular basis. And so it worked. I went and I did lose weight. But what was so cool about the whole experience was that since it was a four-credit class, in addition to the exercise, we had a lecture component of the class that talked about how exercise worked, why it was good for you, and it hooked me so much that I ended up changing my major to exercise science, and I've been exercising regularly ever since.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What a great foundation, and like you said, holding yourself accountable seems to be the real trick to a lot of people's routines and getting establishing an exercise routine.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. What are some tips that you have for others that are looking to similarly have an exercise routine?
Well, yeah, you know, that's a great question because I always try to have people, especially college students who have so much on their plate, to think about the first step is getting your mindset in the right place because so many of us have preconceived ideas about what kind of exercise or how much exercise we need to do in order to get the benefits. And we often end up feeling discouraged and overwhelmed, and then we end up doing nothing. So it's important not to try to go from doing nothing to suddenly some all-out, over-ambitious exercise routine. So the best tip is to think about what's reasonable, what will fit into your schedule, and then some small steps that you can take that are still valuable that can start getting you on the path to exercise.
That is such a great tip, for sure. Making sure that you establish a routine that, you know, really fits into your lifestyle and you don't do too much too soon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, and then once you start really thinking about it, you want to find hopefully someone to do it with. That really helps too.
Yeah.
Because doing something alone is not very easy.
Holding, like you said, finding ways to hold yourself accountable. And if that's with a friend showing up and saying like, we're going to go and do this workout class at 6 a.m., you can't really back out if you have somebody else to go with, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And it has to be convenient. You know, you don't want to be trying to put together something that's not realistic for your schedule, you know, finding something that's close by, something that's in the right, you know, neighborhood, either where you're living or right on campus. Exercising on campus is one of the great ways to fit that into your class schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that leads me to think about why is it important for college students to consider adding exercise into their lifestyle?
You know, it is important for so many reasons. And there are amazing benefits to exercise that college students cannot afford to miss out on. And one of the things that I did a few years ago when I was doing some writing about exercise, I wrote a list of 65 reasons to exercise, and I got to 65 just for out of coincidence that that's the number that I stopped at when I was just thinking off the top of my head. There are literally 65 or more reasons, and some of the biggest ones for college students is combating the stress of balancing your studies with possibly a job and family stuff and homework, and there's so much going on that stress management is one of the best things that you can gain from exercise. But you improving your overall health, losing weight, fixing back pain, reducing your risk of diseases. There's just so many things. And starting now when you're in college is the best chance you have of setting a good foundation for good habits that will help you for the whole rest of your life.
I so believe in that. Kathy, I think that is such a really strong message for college students to consider. I myself, I didn't really even have an established exercise routine, but by the time I graduated, I found that, routine and going to the gym and, working out with friends to be so important and like a stress reliever that you said earlier, it really does make a huge difference. And thinking about, making it more manageable for those who don't really consider adding it to their lifestyle just yet, what types of exercise do you think are the most important for college students to consider making time for?
Well, one of the ways that I like to categorize different kinds of exercise is really into four categories. The first one's cardiovascular exercise, and that's the one that most people are most familiar with, like either running or taking some other kind of cardio class like Zumba or using an elliptical machine. That's really good for your heart and for burning calories. But another separate kind of exercise is strength training, and that is super valuable in not only making your muscles stronger, but also in boosting your metabolism and being able to, manage all the different things you need to juggle in your life of having a strong body. The third kind is stretching, which doesn't take long and helps keep you limber and prevent injuries. And then I like to think about the fourth kind of exercise, which is just daily movement. When you just, wearing something like a Fitbit or a Pedometer, where you just are trying to be more active in all day long when it's not specifically an exercise session. So if there's four kinds of exercise to think about, cardio, strength, stretching, and daily movement, the first step for someone, especially if they're not currently exercising, is maybe just pick one. They're all important, but you don't have to do all four if you're not doing anything right now, because I like to say more might be better than less, but some is definitely better than none, for sure. What have you found as your personal experience, Meredith? Like, what have you found when you're trying to juggle those four kinds of exercise?
Yeah, I think in different phases of my life, I had different experiences with exercise, I'll say. So for sure, when I was in college, I think, I started small. I started thinking about, okay, like you said, the dreaded freshman 15 hit me pretty hard. I need to get moving, need to establish some type of routine. So I started jogging, kind of walk jog, a little bit of fartlekking around campus. And I had the fortune of going to a really beautiful campus in Manhattanville College in Purchase, New York. And I just enjoyed, the different seasons, being able to see foliage around campus and finding, the enjoyment and just being outside. And I didn't really listen to music at first, but then I also found that music could also enhance my workout as well. So just finding ways to make it more enjoyable, more comfortable. Ultimately, friends wound up enrolling me in a marathon relay. I got into endurance running. So, it definitely goes in cycles, I'd say. At least that's been my experience. So, like you said, starting small, and then I found myself needing to add strength training to keep up with all of the cardio. So being able to be strong without having the impact hitting my joints and my ligaments constantly. So that's been my experience with adding exercise at first. But like you said,
Sounds like.
starting small and finding a group of people who have like-minded interests, whether it's maybe going to a yoga class with a couple friends or finding a group that is working on, getting people to their first 5K or something, if that interests you. Whatever it is, I think group exercise workouts really do make a big difference in motivation too.
You're right, Meredith. That's what people almost always find, is that when you're just doing it all by yourself, it's really hard to stay motivated. Once you are involving other people or your friends are into it too, it makes it so much easier.
And I think that leads us really nicely into our next question for you, which was, what has worked for other college students in your experience? What communities are available to continue achieving results?
Well, I think that your college campus is a huge resource. I don't think there's any college out there that doesn't have classes that you can take as an elective about fitness. And whether it's about the principles of fitness, where you're actually in the lecture format like I was, or also a class that, is just about the exercise instruction so that you can really learn all the right ways to exercise, or one of those classes that has both a lecture component and really teaches you can set your goals in the class. You have sometimes fitness testing and learn how to use equipment. But if taking a class isn't, what you might feel like doing, you can still almost always, again, I don't think I know a single college that doesn't have some type of exercise room available for students. And so you can pop in there in between your classes. That's one of the best things that you can do. But you can walk or run outdoors. If you wanted to join a gym that's near your home instead of the campus, there are so many out there that some of the ones that just cost like $5 a month. Or there's a lot you can do at home, either in a dorm or at your home with exercise balls and tubing and dumbbells. Just figuring out who you're going to do it with and what's kind of the lowest bar of entry for just getting yourself started a little bit.
That is such really, really great advice. I think it's very easy to just take for granted when you're at campus to say, like, I have my set of friends, I'm good, I don't need to explore other avenues to fitness and things like that. But finding a community on campus is so easy. It really is. And just being able to have all these resources, whether it's the school gym or getting involved with an activities course. I remember being able to take a one credit yoga class, and that was so exciting to me because I had never taken yoga before, but I did see all of these benefits and got to learn proper form and things like that from a teacher while I was at school, and establishing that groundwork for a lifetime of positive movement in my life. So I think that is really, really wonderful and something that I would advocate for every college student to explore, whether it's just adding one little thing, walking around campus and finding different groups and things that interest you, or if you're ready to just dive right in, go right to the campus gym and see if there's anything that you can start right away.
Yeah, and usually there's somebody who's on staff that they have, someone there to show people how to use things. It's usually probably either an exercise science major or someone who it's a part-time job to work at the campus gym and teach people how to use the equipment. So you don't have to feel like you need to already know how to do it, to go there.
Wonderful. Great advice. Thanks, Kathy. And finally, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about the resources that you might have available to help students in making exercise an ongoing part of their lives?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Meredith, because I started working with college students because I am really passionate about helping people start early. I started working with college students, believe it or not, after I worked in a senior living retirement setting. And I
Wow.
worked with people who were the average age of 85. Can you believe that?
Different group for sure.
Yeah, totally different group. So what that taught me is that I saw 85-year-olds who were had this phenomenal quality of life, who were really active and really healthy, and I saw 85-year-olds who were in nursing homes and had really significant physical ailments. And so I realized that through research that more than 70% of how we age is related to our lifestyle and the habits that we set when we're in our younger years. And so when I started teaching college, I started asking my students, what type of 85-year-old do you want to be? And we had a ton of fun with that question.
Wow, and that is such a great question to ask.
Oh my goodness. And so many of my students had really fun answers and we had a ball and they really, really stuck with them. So many students at the end of the semester said, you know what, that question you asked really stuck with me. And so what I ended up doing is I ended up writing a book called Boom, 6 Steps to a Longer, Healthier Life. And my tagline for my business and for that book is never too early, never too late. So I would love for these, for college students who are, you know, in that never too early message to jump on, you know, the habit of getting started early. So I made this free resource that goes with the book that I call Boom Extras. And so what I wanted to make available to your listeners is this free information that has exercise videos and an action guide and a bunch of stuff. So it's this whole kind of little system of information that can be available to your listeners for free.
Oh, that sounds so awesome. Thank you. And we'll definitely link to all those resources in our show notes after this podcast, just check them out. And we'll be able to get you those right away. That's awesome, Kathy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great. I really hope that your listeners can find a way to get more active that fits into their life and that they can really feel good about and set themselves up to have a really long and healthy life.
I agree. That is the goal for everyone. And I think that establishing a baseline early could always just help impact that future 85-year-old self, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Well, great. It was a pleasure having you on, Kathy. Thank you so much for your time and expertise in this area of fitness and exercise. I learned a lot. I hope you did too, those of you who are listening out there. Again, we'll link to resources mentioned in the show notes. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. If you have any questions or you want to give us a topic that you want to discuss in a future episode, I'd love to hear from you. So feel free to reach out. And thank you for listening. Have a great day.